So today, the thing I'm going to be talking about is New Year's resolutions, and to say that, well, at New Year, my resolution was to give up smoking, and it is now the 6th of February, and I still don't smoke, which is good enough, I guess. It means I've succeeded. Giving up smoking has been really hard this time. The first time I gave up smoking, it was pretty easy because I gave up for financial reasons, and as soon as I could afford it, I was going to start again. This time I've given up forever, fingers crossed, and that was harder, and it emotionally affected me in a big way, sent me into a kind of downward spiral. I don't know if that's just related to giving up smoking, but it was certainly the trigger. But I have remained a non-smoker for this month, and today I am not going to smoke again, even though I have this show happening tonight and I'm absolutely stressed out of my mind, and I feel like if I had a cigarette it would be like just the right thing. I am not going to do it. So in that respect, I've kept my resolutions. In other ways, I don't know if I've kept my resolutions. It feels like I didn't make specific New Year's resolutions, but last year I sort of thought I will do less. I will be content to do less and to have more time for myself and more free time. And that was going very well. And then suddenly some things came together, and this show that I'm doing tonight, which is a five months monthly show, every month, the first Monday of every month, happened, and that all came together, which was a surprise and meant that my life suddenly had no time in it to spend relaxing and chilling out and taking time for myself, which is a shame because I think that I work better if I have time to myself. And that was kind of a resolution that happened, I don't know, summer last year, and then went away in November when all of this came together. And then this year, there's not been a chance of having time to myself to chill out. And I've been absolutely stressed and depressed and all sorts of things for this entire month. I'm hoping that today, after this show's over, I'll be able to relax a little bit more and chill out. And looking at my diary, I may be able to get a bit more time for myself coming up. So we shall see. Thanks, that's my boo today, and I'll speak to you again tomorrow.